everybody. This is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, do we know what is happening with the Denver Broncos head coaching search? It seems like it's all over the place. I got to say, Zach Stevens is joining us from DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. Zach, I mean, is it fair to say this has been the most, I don't know, confusing, stressful, strange hiring situation that we've ever seen for the Denver Broncos?
Keep going, Brady. I don't think you're going to hear some words. I mean, yes, all of the above. And unfortunately, Brady, Broncos country has gotten all too used to coaching searches, and this one has without a doubt been the weirdest, and I think more words that you could use, unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are using embarrassing. I'm not really fully ready to say embarrassing until we know the final product, just because I think in the end you could still end up with a big-time coach, a good coach, but you could also end up by having to go back into the well and just get a really, really backup plan. And so I think unnerving is probably the word that I would use to describe it, because it's weird, and who knows what the next step is.
So, Zach, since John Elway is still kind of there, I don't know where or what he's doing, but is this, hey, Jim Harbaugh's plan A, and we're not worried about plan B? Did they ask John Elway, hey, John, should we worry about plan B? Hell no, we should not worry about plan B. Just go with plan A.
Yeah, and Brady, you know, the more we find out about this, especially the past couple of days, it really does seem like Jim Harbaugh is plan A. When plan A told them no, they said, No, we're not going to plan B. We're going to stick with plan A. Just like you said, went back, went to Michigan to him to meet with him. They were, and then I was told, so that happened on Monday. I was told the conversations did not die down between the two sides after that. There was still, I don't know to what extent, but I know that they didn't want to completely let go of that, and I know they still have not completely let go of that hope. They are going to move forward as if that's not the case, as if he is not. They're not just going to hang on to him forever. But they are still just hoping that maybe that will be an option. And I think at this point it's very clear that Jim Harbaugh is absolutely their plan A. And they're not used to being told no, the Walmart. So they're going to just keep pushing until maybe they can get something done.
So what are we looking at here? Who's off the table? Who's on the table still, from what you're hearing, Zach?
Yeah, so last week it was reported that the Broncos told a lot of candidates that they were going to go in another direction. That includes Jiro Ivoro, that includes David Shaw, that includes Jim Caldwell, and I believe one other person. So they eliminated over half of their people last week just by them saying that they're going to go in another direction. And then on top of that, you obviously have Dan Quinn go back to Dallas. Could Dan Quinn be convinced to come to Denver? Sure, he could be convinced, but Brady, if he wants to stay in Dallas, it looks like he is going to be their head coach next season if Mike McCarthy can't, you know, make it to an NFC championship game. So it really does seem like Dan Quinn is off the table. Sean Payton, still a possibility there, and there's just so much weird things going on with Sean Payton, from just the weird war of words kind of behind the scenes with those two sides last week that kind of came out on social media, and then you have Sean Payton come out and say, no, that's not true. But it was just very bizarre that there wasn't even a second interview. And then the other thing that needs to be thrown on top of that is the Saints are sticking to two first-round picks. That is what they want for Sean Payton, and especially with now knowing that the Broncos pick this year is going to be the 29th overall pick, I really think that the Saints are going to push for more than just that pick, and that's certainly giving the Broncos some concerns now. So Sean Payton's still in play, but there's still a lot of variables there, and D'Amico Ryans, who really at the end of last week emerged as the candidate for the Broncos, 24 hours later, it comes out that, no, he's the Texans guy, and it seems like the Texans are going to lock him in, whether it's today or tomorrow, and then the Broncos are going to be without D'Amico Ryans either. And at the beginning of this process, and even just last week, D'Amico Ryans was kind of the Broncos' fourth option. Now they're moving on from even that one. So they're still hoping for Jim Harbaugh, but Brady, if not, they may even have to reopen this thing and interview some more candidates.
Oh, dude. I mean, this is a bad look, isn't it? All of your candidates are gone. And again, if, and I know there's convincing in jobs and stuff, it just seems like it's a bad look if we have to load up and try to convince Jim Harbaugh to be the head coach. Like, if he didn't, if it wasn't an obvious thing at first, it seems strange to go, because then of course I'm wondering, and I wonder if fans would be wondering, is his heart really in it, or was there just so much money on the table that he couldn't turn it away?
Yeah, I mean, at what point does that become how you have to view this? Is, okay, the guy's told you no about five times, but now you're going to triple his salary? Okay, I guess he has to go. And so Jim Harbaugh was my number one guy from the start. He would still be my number one guy, but I can't lie and say that there wouldn't be questions just about that. He said he was happy at Michigan and that he shouldn't try to out-happy. And I totally understand where he's at there. Does he actually want to be in the NFL? A report came out yesterday that said if he does return to the NFL, the Broncos is one of the jobs that he would want. But there's still that big question. Does he want to return to the NFL? And then, so kind of how I'm just a little bit cooler on Sean Payton, or on Jim Harbaugh, I'm even more so cooler on Sean Payton, because Brady, he was supposed to be the hot candidate in the entire NFL. Well, he's had really three interviews. Shortly after the Panthers interview, the Panthers decide to go in a different direction. He did meet with the Cardinals, and he is still an option for the Cardinals, but it doesn't seem like he's that hot of a candidate anymore. And then just all the behind-the-scenes stuff that's been going on has just been, again, a little concerning, a little unnerving. So it's this process is just so bizarre. And then if you do go and interview more candidates, can you really go back to any of the candidates that you've interviewed before after you clearly told them no? I don't think so. So this is just such a weird coaching search. And in the end, Brady, like I said, in the end, there's still a chance that they come out with a Jim Harbaugh or with, you know, a Jonathan Gannon, the Eagles defensive coordinator, and they feel great about him and he turns into be a really good head coach. But right now, as we sit in this process, you just can't ignore how concerning it is.
Yeah, and even if they announce today that Harbaugh is taking the job, it's still going to be concerning because we're like, well, why didn't he want it first? So, I mean, right. You could be in a tough spot. I mean, is this... Should Greg Penner have just let George... I know George Payton failed with Hackett, but general managers fail all the time in hiring coaches. I'm just looking at this going, the one common denominator here is you have a Penner gentleman here that hasn't done this before. Should he have let George Payton run this even though Hackett failed?
Man, it kind of appears like that. It does seem like in a little bit of a sense that the Broncos are being, or this coaching search is being run by people that are not football people, and you can kind of tell that right now. And so I think there is some point to that, Brady. But on the other side, Hackett was such a failure. Are you really just going to go and let George Payton, the guy that made that decision, then make another decision here? So I understand why they took it away, but then I think just when you take a big step back, Brady, maybe this is just a big realization that maybe everything should have been blown up. And if you were going to move on from Hackett, then you probably should have moved on from all the football people and then just started fresh and got a new general manager in that you actually trusted to run this process.
Yes, exactly. That the fact that, and I'm not a George Payton hater, really. I know it hasn't been great the last year and a half, but the fact that he's still the general manager on this team right now, it just it baffles me. I don't understand it. I get he's going to be in charge of the roster and all that, but I always thought a general manager should, you know, is really there to figure out who your next head coach is going to be, and then he reports to the general manager. But it's clunky. Zach, what's this mystery candidate stuff? Is that still a thing? Are we talking about that? What's going on there?
You know, it's a thing, but Brady, it is the most convoluted thing. I can't find a full answer on exactly who it is. You see some other reports saying that these candidates are you know, massive names, but until they actually have a real interview, I just can't buy into it. And also, I mean, who would a mystery candidate be? You have to imagine that a mystery candidate, if it's being phrased that way, is a big time candidate. Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh are about as big as you can get from a candidate perspective. So who are we talking about? I do not believe it's Peyton Manning, and I'm just trying to wrap my brain around, okay, what's even bigger than these guys? So I think that might just be some things that are being floated out right now, and I can't get to the bottom of it.
I mean, I'm hearing, again, not hearing anything from, like, guys like you, Zach, but just random listeners are like, Mike Shanahan. You know what? I hear that. And I don't know. How old is Mike Shanahan? Does he still have it? And is there still stuff left in the tank for him to be a head coach?
You know, he's been around the game with Kyle and been helping him out. But from what I understand, Mike has really just enjoyed helping Kyle Shanahan out, being around his son. He's 70 years old, Brady, about to turn 71. I think the best days of Mike Shanahan being the Broncos coach are behind him. To me, that would just be a little bit of a head scratcher. He's been out of the game in terms of a full-time head coach for many years now, over half a decade. I would be a little confused by that, and that one might just be a little too much of a desperation play.
All right, Zach, so before I let you go, like, what's your gut telling you now, man? Like, who's going to be the next head coach of the Broncos? I figured we'd be done with this by now.
My goodness.
But take a shot in the dark. Who's it going to be?
Man, I'm going to go back to where I was at the beginning of this and say it's one of the big two. I think that the Broncos understand the tough position they're in right now, and I think they're going to swing for the fences, continue to try, whether that's Jim Harbaugh, they're able to pry him away, or at some point they say, there's no more coaches left, so we must just give up, you know, a first and a second or a first and two-thirds for Sean Payton or something like that, especially because Sean Payton, I think he's made it pretty clear, especially yesterday, I do think that he wants to be back in coaching, and there's only really two jobs available for him, the Cardinals and the Broncos. He may honestly just have the Broncos job, so maybe they end up paying him $17 million instead of $25 million like he thought he was going to get. But I'm going to say that it's one of those two guys now. But Brady, tomorrow we may be talking about a whole new search if they decide to open it up and talk to Brian Callahan, the Bengals defensive coordinator, or you could even go to some Super Bowl coaches with the Eagles offensive and defensive coordinator.
Oh my goodness, Zach, this is absolutely insane to me. I got this text in from the Weld County Swami. You should ask Zach about the beer chug that went viral. Practice makes perfect, he says, with a question mark.
You know, on our podcast on Friday, our DNVR Broncos account on Twitter was a couple hundred followers away from 25,000. And I said, if we get to 25,000 before the end of the show, I'll chug a beer. And certainly enough, the people came through, hit it 1 minute before, so I pounded a beer.
How was that? You feel good?
I felt great, yeah. You know, the key was pouring it into a cup before, so it wasn't just all straight up bubbles going straight into my belly.
There's a strategy to it, my friend. I'm glad you're getting with that. Let's chug a beer sometime, my friend. Would love to do that with you, man.
Oh, man, I would love it, Brady. Let's get through this search and do it.
All right, sounds good. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. I don't know, man. I don't know who the next head coach of the Broncos is going to be. Just, this is weird. It's bad. How does it get that bad? I mean, if you just hire a name, even if it's not a popular one, that's at least showing some kind of confidence in who you are and what your plan is, and at least it shows Broncos country that. But all this has shown me is that nobody wanted it for whatever reason. They had other jobs, they had other commitments, whatever. Dan Quinn chose to stay as an offense or as a defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Jim Harbaugh chose to stay in Michigan with, you know, college game. They told Evero and David Shaw and Jim Caldwell that they weren't going to be the head coach. Sean Payton appears to be maybe going back to Fox, but still open to it. It's very weird to hear him talk about it on TV. Because he's like, it's like the Deadpool thing, the third wall or whatever it is, fourth wall, yeah. It's like, this is stuff we're not supposed to see, but he's talking to us about this. This is weird. 49 minutes after the hour, after witnessing last night's AFC Championship game, do you somewhat buy into the idea that the NFL could be fixed? And like I said, I don't, but I do think there could be certain people that are incentivized to influence a certain game. It's happened before. Did it happen last night? It's hard for me to go there. 49 minutes after 11 o'clock, we'll take a short break. I'll wrap up the first hour coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.